Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Sean Stone's theme music. I like it. Very nice. Good morning and welcome back. Sean Stone is with us, arts editor of Metroland, metroland.net. If you want more information, and it's always a pleasure to welcome Sean Stone to tell us what is happening on area stages and screens. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Joe.
How are you?
Good. Just want to thank CDTA for sending the replacement bus in time for me to get to the office so I could call you.
We always want to thank our transportation services. Yes,
yes.
Without a doubt. So I think we touched on this last week that this is the season, you know, summer very abruptly ends on Labor Day, and then all of a sudden fall just happens, and there's all this stuff. So we have a lot to talk about and a lot of cool things that are going on over the next 7 days. And we begin at MPAC tonight.
Yeah. MPAC season started a few days ago, and tonight they're going to show the film noir classic, The Big Combo. This is one of those atmospheric, it's more like 50s paranoia type thing. It's beautifully shot by John Alton, directed by Joseph H. Lewis. It has a couple of great supporting performances that steal the film. Lee Van Cleef and Earl Holliman as a couple of gunsels are just awesome. But it's a great movie, and it'll look beautiful on the big screen.
Excellent. And that's tonight at MPAC.
Then tomorrow, well, it's, you know, first of the month, sort of. So it's First Friday at downtown Albany. There are new shows at Upstate Artists Guild and Albany Barnes Stage 1. There's a reception for the current show at Sage's Apalka Gallery, and that's from 5 to 9 p.m.
And then also tomorrow night?
Yes, we got some summer theater that's still going on. The Mac Hayden in Chatham is putting on The All-Night Strut, which is a musical review of hit songs from the 30s and the 40s. And that runs through September 14th. And then the Theater Barn in New Lebanon is putting on a marital comedy, Half and Half, and that runs through September 21st. And
a marital comedy.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right.
And then
is that a genre?
It's a genre, yeah.
Okay.
And then Albany Civic Theaters, their season has started, and they're doing Man from Nebraska, which is Tracy Letts' drama about a man who loses his faith. And that's running through September 14th.
Also a genre, yes?
Yeah, that is a genre. And then Saturday night at the Palace, I'm sure you've already talked about this, Albany Symphony Orchestra with Joshua Bell. I'm going to do Bruck's Violin Concerto and Elgar's Enigma Variations, and it should be great.
It's always wonderful when Josh Bell comes, and quite frankly, it's always wonderful when Albany Symphony brings these terrific artists, and it brings people in, and it shows them what a wonderful orchestra they have in their backyard, and obviously gets them ready for a terrific season, and it's a great way to kick off the season. So a lot of good stuff happening with the Albany Symphony Orchestra. So we're excited about that, and then we move past Saturday into Sunday.
And we have a literary event at the Chatham Bookstore in Chatham. Lydia Davis is going to read from and sign her book, Can't and Won't. That's 3 o'clock on Sunday, and you need to call and make reservations for this one.
This is
a ticket, so to speak.
This, is, to me, is a no-brainer. First of all, it's a great bookstore. The Chatham Bookstore is a fabulous place, a wonderful independent bookstore that is on our book pick segment. We love them. But also, Lydia Davis is one of the finest writers, one of the most incredible, unique, and special talents that we have in this world, and the fact that she has roots here is just wonderful, and the opportunity to hear her read her work and to experience her doing an event like this is really something that shouldn't be missed. She's an amazing woman.
Absolutely.
Yeah, cool stuff. All right, then what?
And now the weirdest week for movies I think I have ever seen.
Yay!
By far and away, the only new movie opening in the capital cities region is called The Identical, and it's one of those indie Christian dramas. And it ponders what would have happened if Elvis Presley's twin had lived and had been raised by Christians and grew up to be a nice singer. What can you say? What can you even add to that?
Who stars in this? Is this nobody or
Ashley Judd's in it? But
oh, okay.
You know, the lead is the lead's unknown to me anyway.
All right.
And then there's a one-night event Wednesday at the Spectrum 8 Theaters in Albany. There's a concert film, Duran Duran Unstaged. And what makes this weird is it's directed by David Lynch.
Wow. David Lynch has directed a concert film about Duran Duran?
Yes, I would say it's a can't miss.
How did that come up in a pitch meeting? That's great.
I have absolutely no idea.
Oh, that sounds terrific. Okay.
And then it's Oldies Week around the country as Forrest Gump 20th Anniversary is being re-released in IMAX. So if you want to see Forrest run across the country
on a really big screen,
endless movie, you can see it in IMAX.
Very nice. And that'll
and then, it's still in theaters. It opened last week, and it's still there for a full slate for this week, Ghostbusters 30th Anniversary. So I don't really know what year it is.
I have to say, I didn't know it was going to be playing this week as well. I'm very tempted. I saw Ghostbusters in the theater maybe 8 times when I was a kid. I love that movie.
You beat me by one. I saw it 7 times.
Yeah, it's just such a great. So I felt like I should go see it again because it's been so long since I've seen it on a big screen. And how fun! Have they done anything with it? Have they?
I don't believe so.
Have they spruced it up at all, or no?
Well, I remember on the DVD that all the extra footage was in such terrible shape. I don't think that they probably put any in. I mean, it must have been really bad. Like color stock because the color had faded and they hadn't done anything to it.
Don't screw around with it. It's already perfect. So
exactly.
Don't touch it. Well, you're right, Sean. That's a very weird collection, but it'll keep us going for the week, no doubt about it. If you want more information on Metroland, metroland.net, metroland.net. Sean Stone is the arts editor. Sean, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
We'll be back with the Congressional Corner next on the Roundtable.